This one kind of shocked me. I was in touch with Darren yesterday on Twitter about NDIS stories. And after he'd been saying, oh, great, good, glad we're talking about the NDIS, good thing, I use a wheelchair, etc., something really nasty happened to him. And he's agreed to join us on the phone and have a word. Darren, good afternoon.
G'day, Raph. You had a better day than I did yesterday.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Tell us what happened at the shopping centre yesterday afternoon.
Yes, so at about 4:30, I pulled into a disabled parking bay at Woodgrove Shopping Centre in Melton West. And saw a guy parked in a disabled bay directly opposite me. No obvious parking permit. That's not always, a problem.
Yep.
And anyway, I got out of the car. He started looking a bit, I suppose, uncomfortable. And I thought, this guy probably shouldn't be parking there. And, I pretended to be sort of jotting down his details on my phone, pretended to take a photo. And then as he backed out...
Did you say anything to each other?
Yeah, so he sort of backed out and said that, you know, he was parking there because he was waiting to pick somebody up. And then he said he's really sorry, and I said...
So it was quite good-natured. You know,
yeah, it was good-natured. No swearing, no abuse or anything like that. I said to him that he's only sorry because I've caught him parking in a spot he shouldn't be in.
Do you think that was an important line? Do you think that one stuck with him, Darren? You're only sorry because I've caught you?
I may well have stuck with him because I went in and did my shopping, came back out about half an hour later, drove off and heard a thud, 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 and straight away I thought, this guy's slashed my tyre. So I pulled over on the main road and, yeah, got my wheelchair out, got myself out, and went around and found a very big slash mark on my back left tyre.
So someone had slashed your tyre after that exchange?
Someone had, yep. So I would have to presume that it was that gentleman, even though gentleman might be being a little bit generous.
Can I stop you there, Darren? Because
sure.
I couldn't quite believe it when I saw it on Twitter. That someone would slash your tyre because you'd pointed out to them they shouldn't park in the disabled spot. I mean, is that normally the response you get?
Look, much to my wife's chagrin, I do tend to challenge people in a calm, measured way about their...
What, does she want you to get angrier?
No, she wants me to not say anything.
Oh, okay.
Which is fair enough,
because
she worries about these sorts of outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's happened before. Most people will kind of just be really sheepish and apologise and back out. But every now and again, people will get aggressive. Obviously that's when you definitely wander off and just let the situation calm down. But it's the first time that I've ever had somebody actually, do something like this to me.
I just can't believe someone would slash the tyres of someone who pointed out to them that they shouldn't park in the disabled parking spot.
Yeah, and I'm just as stunned still by that. And I think... it's bad enough to do that to anybody, but I think to do that to somebody, who's in a wheelchair themselves
is quite cool.
Even worse. Yeah.
And you've taken this to the police, haven't you, Darren?
I have, yep. So I've made a report to them. The shopping centre apparently has very good CCTV, so they'll more than likely have no problems identifying the guy. And once they do, the police will be going around and knocking on his door.
Can you just remind people, Darren, because you said something to me on the phone earlier today, if you can't get a spot where the disabled sticker is, how does that influence, just some getting in and out of your car?
Yep, sure. So I think part of the reason that people misuse disabled bays is they don't really understand how important they are. They're not just about having somewhere close to the front door for disabled people to access, but for someone in a wheelchair, we need the wider bay because it means that we can get in and out of our car, fully open our door. And in the past, where there's been instances where there's no disabled parking, I've parked in a disabled bay and on three occasions I've come back to my car, somebody's parked too close to me and I've literally had to get out of my wheelchair and crawl on the ground to get into my car, back it up, kind of retrieve my wheelchair. And I think what that sort of...
How do you feel when you have to do that, Darren?
Well, there's real issues about, you know, access, it's about safety, and it's really about, you know, human dignity. And to have to do that is a really undignified experience. And, you know, when people park in these disabled bays just for a few minutes, just to pick someone up, just to whatever, that's all it takes. I drive past the back of them, the car park's full, I've got to find somewhere else to park. And sometimes it means me, you know, crawling on the ground, and that's really inappropriate.
Someone's actually, you're getting quite a bit of support, Darren, on the text. Darren had this experience at a shopping centre yesterday afternoon. He has been to the police. He had an exchange with someone who was parked in the other disabled parking spot. Darren uses a wheelchair. The other driver doesn't. Apologised. Darren went shopping, came back. The tyre had been slashed. So we don't know for sure, but the CCTV, the police have assured Darren, is pretty good at the centre. Darren, someone, a lot of support for the text, on the text for you, someone even using nasty words to describe the other man, if it is him who slashed your tyre. But Robin's texted this with a question mark. I think photographing someone and writing down details might be seen as an act of hostility from Darren. How would you respond to that from Robin?
Hostility is using a space that you're not entitled to, and then, you know, using violence to respond to that. And I think the other thing that's important to raise is the fact that for shopping centres like Woodgrove Shopping Centre, they don't automatically allow council local laws officers or the police to come in and actually plea to enforce the misuse of those parking bays.
So you can't get fined in a shopping centre?
You can't get fined if the shopping centre, unless they specifically have an agreement with council and police. And Woodgrove does not have that agreement, does not allow council local laws officers or police to come in and actually enforce the laws there. So what that does is it means that people like me who challenge people misusing those spaces put ourselves in real harm's way. And I think Woodgrove Shopping Centre should answer for that.
Thanks for sticking up for yourself, Darren. Thanks for talking to us. Good luck. I hope the police find whoever did it.
Thanks, Raph.